RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, what have you planned for your children for the summer? You know, some children expect that they're going to go to camp. Some children think they get to play video games all summer long, as my son does. But no, I got him into the caddy training program, so he's going to be caddying and doing some camp activities. What do you have planned? You don't want them to sit around. My guest is Dr. Corey Cross. She is an AAP spokesperson and a pediatrician. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So how do we plan out for the kids for the summer so we don't go crazy and they don't take advantage of the situation?
So summer is great. I love summer. I love summer with my kids. What you can do really does depend on, you know, your personal work schedule and the time that you have. But I think that it's important when parents sort of look at summer, they need to think that kids need downtime. They're so scheduled during the year, they have so much schoolwork that they need some stress-free time and time just to be kids. And that isn't just boredom that's happening there. That's creativity, that's learning to be who they are, that's learning about themselves. There's a lot of important stuff that happens when everything else stops. So I think that we need to remember that that is an important part of summer. And so when you're scheduling things for your kids, that they don't need to have something to do every hour of every day. And that, you know, scheduling some free time is really a good thing. Now, what to do with that free time is again, it's sort of wasted if their free time, they're going to sit there and be on their iPad or their video games. They're just not going to get that experience of first being bored and then second doing something really fun. And that boredom is almost, it's almost needed to then go out and be like, you know what, I'm going to build a go-kart. I'm going to, instead of playing Minecraft, I'm going to go and, you know, duct tape some stuff together and see what I can build. I mean, these are the things that we used to do as kids, and it's really been taken away with all of the technology. So I think establishing some screen-free rules, screen-free time before the summer begins really stops a lot of arguments. And whatever that might be that there's no video games before, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or there's no TV until nighttime. I mean, whatever it is that's right for your family, but you just lay those rules down and then you stick to them. When you're thinking about camps, what I like to say is, you know, obviously, you know, everybody hopes their kid, you know, does great in sports and gets into college, and you know that's this generation. But what we want to think about is, you know, lots of these sports camps, it's just one sport, and you want to make sure that your child is becoming well-rounded, that it's something that they want to do, and that they're not going to get an overuse injury, because you know now they're out there doing baseball camp every day, 5 hours a day they're throwing or they're pitching, and you don't want to start overuse injuries. Kids are small, and so some of these sports camps, you really want to make sure that you're switching it up.
Well, and I also think that boredom is, as you say, it's the mother of creativity. Kids now today are never bored because there's always something they can do with Facebook and Instagram and, you know, Snapchat and all these things. So they can always find something to do. So boredom is actually kind of a good thing. And then also I like your advice about limiting that screen time. During the week in my house, Dr. Cross, there's no video games at all. On the weekends, they get their 2 hours. In the summer, however, my son wants to start a contract to see if he can play during the weekdays in the summer. And so I guess I got to come up with that. So coming up with those kinds of things is very important so that the ground rules are set in advance.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, making sure that you realize that there's other things to do. I mean, when I was younger, I remember that the library would give us lists of books that were, you know, appropriate for your age. And I remember going to the library every week, getting a bunch of books, checking off which ones I got, going back, getting stickers. I mean, these were things that my library did, but these are things that parents can do too. Sometimes schools send home lists of books that are fun to read, not required reading, or you can make your own list for younger kids, and you keep track and you give them stickers. And you can also do weekly trips to the library. You could do weekly trips to all sorts of things. You can say, you know, once we're going to go to the Botanical Gardens, maybe we'll go to a children's museum, maybe we'll go to a train museum, maybe we'll go on a breakfast hike, and, you know, we'll all pack up breakfast and we'll go hiking and then we'll eat it there. You know, maybe you want to ride a ferry. All sorts of things that you guys think would be fun. I say make a list of all those things, put it on the fridge, and when you're looking for what to do, maybe in, you know, on a Monday, hey, what is there anything on that list we can do? Because that might be fun. So there's lots of other things that you can do. You can get books on constellations or books on bugs or books on how to build something. There's all sorts of things that kids can do that really is a lot of fun. I mean, I remember one summer, a friend of mine, we decided we were going to build a tree house. We didn't get very far, but we spent the summer trying, and that was fun.
Now, Dr. Cross, you and me, we are both working women, and there are a lot of us out there. So the summer adds to our little stress level in that, okay, now the kids aren't in school all day long. So how do you come up with things for your kids to do when you're a working person? And so you don't want them sitting around the house all day long, and maybe camp is an option, or maybe it's too expensive. You know, what do? You set up play dates, groups, try and find places for them to go?
I mean, yeah, it is definitely a difficult situation for parents. So you have to figure out what to do. I would say that when you're looking at camps, if that's something that you're choosing to do, you know, if your child really loves sports, some sports camps are fine, but I think also, you know, traditional camp has its benefits because it has that built-in downtime. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with having some time where you just run around or you're learning to tie knots or, you know, tie a t-shirt. Those are great activities too. So I think that if you're going the camp route, and you want to put them in, you know, baseball camp for 1 week, think about the camp right at the park for another week, because there are benefits to that sort of downtime. And, you know, camps at a park or that sort of thing, those can really provide that. So you don't have to be stressing about what you're doing with your child to make sure that they're not playing video games. I think that also not doing camp every week is a good thing. If you can, if you're a working parent and you can do camp a couple of weeks and then maybe have somebody at home watching the kid or kids or scheduling play dates, that's a good balance so that they're not doing something all the time. Play dates are great, you know, working together so you watch the kids maybe a couple of days a week, somebody else watches the kids a couple of days a week. Sometimes that works for some working parents, but that is definitely a stressor for a lot of working moms.
I think it's a great idea, and I'd like to applaud the park districts out there because they're offering some great camps. My kids are going to Stage and Screen Camp, and they're 11 and 14, and these are reasonably priced. They're not quite as expensive as either sleepaway or day camps. And Dr. Cross has also given you very good information maybe about setting up a neighborhood. If you're all working, maybe they're at your house one day and somebody else's another, and kind of setting up these groups of kids that can have maybe their own camp, and they can be their own camp counselors and come up with their own things. So these are all great suggestions. Give us one more in just the last minute and a half, Dr. Cross.
I would say that if you're going to do that where you set it up with your friends and sort of rotate the children around, that letting them know what your rules are for the summer and maybe working together to establish some rules for during the day while the children are at everybody's house, that can be really helpful. Because then if all of the parents are saying the same things, if all the parents are saying, no, we're going to play video games during the day, we're not going to watch TV during the day, that really gives you a little bit of extra power. So I would use that to your advantage if you have a good network of friends. Use collective parenting to your advantage during the summer because it'll get you a long way. And remember, downtime, like you said, it is the mother of all creativity. So let your children just enjoy being children.
Really great wrap-up, great way to end this segment. And also, if your kids are a little bit older, they can get a job, they can babysit, they can caddy train, they can go work at the local camp as a counselor. There's a lot of things, so just start exploring the options. Call your local park district, ask your friends. You know, you can set up a lot of things for your kids to keep them active over the summer, and healthy choices and good choices rather than just sit and play video games. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of the great information we're giving, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at radiomd.com. Share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.